Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, the last few weeks, we have been tracking what life is really like for folks who are actually living on Australia's streets. What is life really like when you are homeless? Helen Shield has been taking a microphone out to the streets for us. She's been going to the soup kitchens, going to the shelters. She's been part of the street vans and everything, and asking questions. And she's been getting some absolute doozies of responses. Thank you, Helen. Nice to have you back again.
My pleasure.
And hasn't it been an interesting series?
Absolutely.
We wrap it up tonight with two doozies of questions, by the way. But just, again, to hear the fact that real people with real experiences and sometimes experiencing some pretty rough turns of events, and yet some of them are actually saying, well, look, I can't blame anybody. I've got to take responsibility. I've got myself into this.
And that is such a hugely insightful. None of us like to do that. We all like to blame somebody else or some circumstances or something else. But to stop and take responsibility for where you're at, that's such a difficult thing for anybody to do. I'm always thrilled and impressed with people who do that so well.
Yeah. Well, two questions that you asked to kind of wrap up the series tonight, and I love where you go with them. Number one, where would you like to be in 5 years' time? Because it's the hope one, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's asking people who may not know where they're going to eat for tomorrow or sleep tonight, saying, where do you want to be in 5 years? I mean, that's a big question. There are a lot of uncertainties.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And then the second one, you said, you know, what advice do you have for other people? Plenty of wisdom there.
Yeah. And again, a big challenge, because if someone shoved a microphone in my face right now and said, what would yours be? Quick, tell me, what's your advice for people that you've learned in your life?
You actually happen to have a microphone there in front of you. So what would your advice be?
It would probably be, for me, about hanging on in the face of anything. Don't let go of your faith. Don't let go of your hope. But that endurance is, you know, it has incredible reward. That'd
endurance
probably be mine.
Has its own rewards.
No, I think that'd be...
Can I quote you? I like that. Endurance has its own rewards. Helen Shield.
That's even what I said. I'm gonna love that. What's yours?
I like that.
Okay.
That's a good one. Mine get kind of highfalutin and airy-fairy sometimes. But look, the big lesson for me has been, as I have understood God's character, it's actually the meaning of life is actually wrapped up in God's character. It's actually who you understand God to actually be. And I have understood that God is actually the source of all the goodness, truth, and beauty that you find in the world. That's transformed my life.
Oh,
so when
wow.
I actually go to Watson's Bay in Sydney or go to various parts in Perth or Melbourne or wherever it was, and I see the beauty that is actually available there, I'm actually in some way seeing a reflection of God himself.
Oh. Does it stop you from getting all a bit bar humbug and the world's going to hell in a handbasket? Does it help you from to stay more positive?
Yeah, I guess it probably would do.
Nice.
Yeah, it probably would do. I mean, the other one would be actually be on success. A few years ago, after a very rough patch, being a youth pastor in a church and discovering that I wasn't gifted for youth work.
Ouch.
I learned that success is receiving the well done, good and faithful servant of God, rather than anything else, rather than awards, rather than numbers in your church service, whatever it might be, rather than all of those external things. That would be my other little one, I guess. Just off the top of my head.
Nice.
Well, let's find out what your folks told you, the folks that you met on the streets and in the shelters and in the soup kitchens. But first, that question, where would you like to be in 5 years' time? Here's what they said.
I'd like to be in my own home, be with my family, moving on to a job, find a job, and be happy.
I know, like, secure job. I go to work and my own family, my own house.
No different to where I am now, to be honest. But maybe more control my drug use, because I'm 42 now. So basically, I've always been using drugs. So, but I'm just having more container of that, and I just leave a happy life. Who cares about the riches?
5 years from now. Oh, I'm not quite sure because I don't think that far ahead.
I'm hoping in 5 years' time I own my own business with nails and waxing, and hopefully they're men that I'm waxing. And, driving my own nice little car and doing all the things that I haven't been able to do that I've been sort of held back by doing since I've become homeless. So I've just found a new house, so that's fantastic. I'm really, really wrapped now, and so are the kids. But just knowing that one step at a time, slowly, working with these people and these people working with me and my children, they help you get through this.
I'd like to have a house. Everyone wants a house with a white picket fence and a beautiful wife and kids running around the yard. That's an ultimate dream, but I've had that and I've lost it. And if I ever get that to that point again, I'll cherish it.
And what advice would you give to people that you've learnt through your experiences?
Stay in school. Don't get caught up with the wrong people and drugs and alcohol.
Go and see counselling, and there's people out there that will help them instead of being worried, sick, that there's nothing to do for the future for themselves. Is go out there and find these places like this that will help them.
Stick a smile on your face and don't worry about what's in front of you. That's all good at the end of the day, you know. And even if you fake it, it will sort of grow on you, that smile.
If you're going to live on the streets, just make sure you keep out of trouble and keep clean and don't do any damage to anybody's property and you'll be sweet as.
Just to appreciate what you've got while it's there, because when you lose it, you may end up in this position one day and you'll think, well, how did I end up here? And that's the hardest question you'll ever ask yourself, because people don't like, as humans, to admit maybe they had part to do with ending up here. Then there's other people that like to judge and say that it's our own fault we're here. Some of us have situation like myself where bad family life was what caused us to be here. So just appreciate what you've got while it's there, because one day you might wake up and find that it's not all as it seems.
Keep your head held high. Know that every day that comes, there's going to be a better day out of it, especially if you can get some support for yourself. Just know that at the end of all of this, there will be an excellent outcome. There is a light at the end of this tunnel.
Nice to end on a positive note, isn't it? Yeah, and she's going to
More positive than Portia. Yeah. She's phenomenal.
Because we should actually say you had Portia.
Yeah.
Ben. There was Lou, also Lou.
Sam.
Yep. Carol.
Bill.
TK.
Yeah.
So you had a variety of people from a variety of ages and a variety of life experiences there as well. Wrapping up over this last 4 or 5 weeks that we've had this series, what one kind of memory will you take away from these conversations you've had with folks living on the street?
Do you know, I think about Ben so often. He's the guy who says that he had a partner and a little girl and a home, and through drug abuse and various factors, he ended up losing it all and he's on the street and just would love the opportunity to have that again. And I think about him a lot. His story's really stayed with me. And a good friend of mine who's struggled with mental health and addiction and stuff in his background, who is now the most stable cat you've ever seen in your life and is married and has a daughter and has a stable job, he reminds me so much of my friend who's come from that kind of background. And I just, I pray for him and I hope for the best for him. And you know, I'll take them some CDs of the show and of what's gone to air, and I hope I get the chance to sit down with him again and talk with him and just tell him how much his story's inspired me and how much he's stayed with me. Yeah.
Well, it's inspired me, and I think it's developed greater empathy. It's really done. So thank you, Helen.
My pleasure.
It's been wonderful having you as always, and we'll catch up with you in the future, I'm sure.
Tremendous.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.